Back in the friendly confines of Atrium Health Ballpark, the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston Riverdogs battle for the second time this season in this ballpark, and it's the penultimate, the next to last, if you don't know what that word means, next to last homestand of 2024 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hi, good friends, Dan Lodi on the call for you today on Bally Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. As Tanner McDougal delivers the first pitch at 6:31. We are underway here in Kannapolis. It is a cloudy skies off the distance, 77 degrees, a beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. McDougal's 1-0 is off the plate for ball two to the leadoff batter, Emilium Petri. For the Charleston Riverdogs, the second baseman, it is Emilium Petri. Pitch on the way on the 2-0 is a bit low from Tanner McDougal. The count runs to three balls and no strikes very quickly. Emilium Petri, Adrian Santana, and Aiden Smith, the three due up for Charleston. 3-0 just like that off the plate for ball four. Four pitches and one walk for Tanner McDougal to start his night as Petri reaches on the first at-bat of the evening. And now Adrian Santana, the switch-hitting shortstop, will dig in for the Charleston Riverdogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Charleston entering today with a record of 51-53 on the season. They are first place in the Carolina League South Division, looking to hold on and clinch a playoff spot. First pitch in there for a called strike to Adrian Santana, and the count is nothing and one on the Riverdogs shortstop. Santana at the dish, Aiden Smith, center fielder, awaiting on deck. McDougal checks on the runner before the 0-1. It's not in time. Nothing and one still on the shortstop, Adrian Santana. Tanner McDougal is on the bump for Kannapolis, nothing and one with a 5 ERA. Still searching for his first professional win. As this 0-1 grounded towards first, backhanded by Makarevic, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the out. It's a 3-U putout of Santana for out number one. Up to second goes Petri on the advancement. So a sack ground out essentially for Adrian Santana. Now Aiden Smith, center fielder, digs in. Aiden Smith just joining the roster for the Charleston Riverdogs not too long ago. He was in the Randy Arozarena trade from the Seattle Mariners, joining the roster for the Riverdogs. First pitch from McDougal is on the inside corner, nothing and one on Aiden Smith. Connor Hyzak, DH, bats in the cleanup spot. Narciso Polanco, third baseman, bats fifth. John Diaz, the left fielder with a lot of speed, bats sixth. Anel Mateo, right fielder, bats seventh. 0-1 from McDougal to Aiden Smith is inside on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1. J.D. Gonzalez, catcher, bats eighth. And batting ninth is the first baseman, Rodaelys Martinez, under the leadership of Sean Smedley in his second season with the Charleston Riverdogs. 1-1 from McDougal is a breaking ball that catches the corner. It is 1-2 quickly on Aiden Smith. Smith is a fourth-round pick in 2023 out of high school by the Seattle Mariners and then traded to the Tampa Bay Rays in the Randy Arozarena deal. Ball and two strikes. McDougal set up on the first base side of the rubber against the righty Smith. 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball just a tad upstairs. McDougal wanted the call. Instead, it's 2-2. Defensively for Kannapolis today, left to right in the outfield, Logan, Archer, and Wolko. Couple of ballers making their Atrium Health Ballpark debut tonight. 2-2 to McDougal's opponent, and Smith is fouled off over everybody's head, and the count stays put at 2-2. Arcy Hernandez is at third. Harold Perez is at short. Ryan Burrows at second. And at first is Alec Makarevic. Rony Hernandez catching today for Tanner McDougal. 2-2 popped up in the infield. First baseman Makarevic under it, but McDougal has to make the play, and now it's dropped by Rony Hernandez, the catcher. Runner breaks for third, sliding safely is the lead runner, Petri, and up to second goes the batter and Aiden Smith. Little miscommunication from McDougal, Hernandez, and Makarevic, so this miscommunication proves to be a costly one as Petrie's up to third, and Smith is at second now on what is an E2 and moves the runner all the way up to second. So two on and one out for Connor Hyzak, the DH. So a dropped pop-up on a miscommunication from McDougal and Ronnie Hernandez ends up costing the ballers big time here in the first inning. First pitch grounded weakly towards short. Perez will make the play. Sidearm to first in time for the out, but the runner will score from third base. It is Petrie crossing the plate. Charleston taking a 1-0 lead. Up to third goes Aiden Smith. 6-3 ground out for Connor Hizak. That does bring in an RBI, though. So with two outs, Narciso Polanco stands in. So Petrie crosses the plate, and just like that, the Charleston Riverdogs have the first run of the game. First pitch, this one swung on, popped foul over our heads here in the press box, and the count is 0-1. Hizak grounding out, drives the run in. Aiden Smith reaching on the fielding error by the catcher, Ronnie Hernandez. And the errant drop on the pop-up, it literally hit him in the glove and popped in and out. McDougal is set, 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball low and inside, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. And we noticed a couple of ballers in the lineup today making their Atrium Health Ballpark debut. Nathan Archer in center, and then Alec Makarevic's at first as this one's inside to Polanco. Two balls and a strike to the River Dogs' third baseman. McDougal is set, looks for the signs. 2-1 from Polanco. This one's fouled off by the batter Polanco, 2-2 your count. 6'5" righty Tanner McDougal, drafted out of high school in the fifth round of 2021 by the Chicago White Sox out of the Las Vegas area. Committed to go to the University of Oregon before signing out of high school. 2-2 lifted down the line and left. Drake Logan giving chase. That'll end up in foul ground. And we'll see another 2-2 on Narciso Polanco. McDougal is 0-1 in the 5 ERA in his time here in Kannapolis. He's made only two starts on the season here in a baller's uniform. Before that was with the Winston-Salem Dash, where he had a really rough go of it. 0-8 on the year. 2-2 breaking ball off the plate. The count runs full now to Narciso Polanco. McDougal is at 19 pitches now, 10 strikes, as the River Dogs leading 1-0 here already. In this top of the first, 3-2 on the way. This one lifted into center. Backtracking Nathan Archer. Under it will make the catch for the third out. And that will complete the inning for the Charleston River Dogs at the plate with a fly out into center by Narciso Polanco. The River Dogs do strike, though, for one run on no hits with one error and one left on base. We'll go to the bottom half of the first. 1-0 Charleston and the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Burroughs, Perez, and Wolko do up when we come back here in Kannapolis.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ryan Burrows, Errol Perez, George Wolko to lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight as Burrows swings first pitch, lifted into center, backtracking. Aiden Smith leaped and couldn't make the catch, hit it out of his glove. Burrows up to second, throw goes into the infield, and Burrows is safe at second base. Aiden Smith kind of misread the ball in center, and it's a double off the bat of Ryan Burrows to start off his nine at the plate. Burrows leads off with a double. One on, nobody out. Errol Perez, the shortstop, stands in. Aiden Smith at first kind of took a back step and then leaped in, but it popped in and out of his glove, and Burrows is safe at second. So now Errol Perez bats against the lefty Drew Dowd for the Charleston River Dogs. Perez digs in his second week here at home, third week overall with the team. First pitch on the way for the lefty Dowd. This one is weakly popped foul down the first base line. Nothing and one on the shortstop, Errol Perez. George Wolko, right fielder, awaits on deck. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Charleston up 1-0 here in this Tuesday night showdown at Atrium Health Ballpark. The series opener between these two sides here in Kannapolis. Drew Dowd on the mound. The lefty delivers the 0-1. It's off the plate and away. For a ball one on Errol Perez. Kannapolis and Charleston battling for the fourth week of four total this year. 2-1 on the way. This one sharply grounded to third, played by Polanco. High throw to first, but back in on the first base bag is Rodelis Martinez. And the play is made for a 5-3 ground out. Holding the runner at second is the runner Burrows. So one on base and one out for George Wolko. Wolko bats third in the order for Patrick Cleveland. Alec Makarevic's first baseman bats in the cleanup spot. Rony Hernandez, catcher, bats fifth. Arxie Hernandez at third, bats sixth. Lyle Miller-Green, DH, bats seventh. Drake Logan in left, bats eighth. And Nathan Archer, the center fielder, bats ninth for Kannapolis in this series opening action tonight. First pitch from Dowd, a heavy swing and a miss by George Wolko. On the first pitch, it's nothing and one. Drew Dowd to the mound for the Charleston River Dogs' 19th game, 17th start for the 6'2" lefty, an 8th-round pick in 2023 out of Stanford, is the crafty lefty Drew Dowd. Nothing and one pitch. Burrows takes off. Wolko grounds this one a second. Petrie with a smooth play on the edge of the outfield and on to first for the out, but Burrows will head up to third. So a productive ground out for George Wolko, and now the first baseman Alec Makarevic will stand in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So Burrows is at third. Makarevic stands in, the switch hitter. One of the newest faces to the roster for Kannapolis. 6'2", 235-pound, 23-year-old out of Orlando, Florida area is Alec Makarevic. First pitch on the way from Dowd. Grounded back up the middle. Dowd makes the snag on the bump and will flip to first in time for the out. And just like that, inning complete. A pretty quick 1-2-3 after the leadoff double from Ryan Burrows. One runner left stranded for Kannapolis. One hit on no runs and no errors to report. Top two we go for the Charleston River Dogs to bat. John Diaz on El Mateo and J.D. Gonzalez for the Charleston River Dogs. And we return to the Ballers, Baseball Network, and Valley Live. Well, the speedy outfielder John Diaz leads it off for the Charleston River Dogs against Tanner McDougal. First pitch breaking ball is off the plate for ball one. 1-0 count now on John Diaz. He leads things off. It is Mateo and Gonzalez to follow here in the order for the River Dogs. 1-0 fouled off by John Diaz. A 1-1 count now against Tanner McDougal. The Charleston River Dogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. A team that is very heavy on speed as a 1-1 is weakly grounded back to Ronny Hernandez, the catcher on to first, and Alec Makarevics makes the play for the out. Nice play by Ronny Hernandez to get out of his crouch and pick up a ball just a couple of feet in front of him and make the play for the first out. So one down and on El Mateo, right fielder stands in. Charleston River Dogs out of the Rays organization leading all of the Carolina League with 260 stolen bases. Mateo grounds the first pitch to second. Burrows will make the play and on to first, and one pitch for the second out. 4-3 ground out, rather quick two outs here, and J.D. Gonzalez, the catcher, stands in for the Charleston River Dogs. J.D. Gonzalez digs in. He was acquired in a trade by the Tampa Bay Rays by the San Diego Padres organization. J.D. Gonzalez and three other prospects come to the Rays in the Jason Adam trade. First pitch breaking ball from McDougal freezes Gonzalez. It's nothing and one. Gonzalez is the number 28 overall prospect now in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Still kind of finding his way with these River Dogs. 0-1 is hacked and a miss, and it's now nothing and two. J.D. Gonzalez still batting just 0-36. He's played nine games now with the River Dogs and is still looking for what would be his second hit. 0-2, this one popped up foul over our heads, nothing and two on the catcher, J.D. Gonzalez. Rodelis Martinez, first baseman, is on deck for the River Dogs today. McDougal in his second inning of work, the righty allowing an unearned run in the top of the first. 0-2, swinging a foul tip, still nothing and two. Ballers coming off of a series in Columbia where they picked up two wins. A couple of doubleheaders down there made it a little tough. Nothing in 2-year count. Pitch on the way for McDougal. Fastball outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. First punch out of the day for Tanner McDougal. Completes the top of the second. In order, down go the River Dogs. 1-2-3. And that'll send us into the bottom half of the second. Ronny Hernandez, Arxie Hernandez, and Lyle Miller-Green do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Drew Dowd back on the mound for the Charleston River Dogs. First pitch to Rony Hernandez is off the plate for ball one. Rony Hernandez, Arxie Hernandez, Lyle Miller Green, the 3-2 up here. Bottom two, 1-0 River Dogs lead here in the series opener at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 on the way from Dowd, low and outside. And the count is 2-0 on to Rony Hernandez. Still just 19 years old out of Turumero, Venezuela, is Rony Hernandez. One of only three teenagers in minor league baseball to have more walks than strikeouts. 2-0 is low for ball three, and Hernandez is one ball away from drawing another free pass. Hernandez is at 50 walks, 45 strikeouts. This is the lefty bat, again, just 19 years old, a very advanced bat for this level. 3-0 up and in for ball four. A four-pitch walk leads off the inning. And just like that, the ballers are in business yet again, having a base runner. One on, nobody out for Arxie Hernandez. So Arxie stands in with Rony at first base. Rony doesn't have a ton of speed, but Arxie stands in looking to cause some damage. Arxie struggling against left-handed pitching, and of course the ballers will have to face a healthy amount of lefty pitching against these Charleston River Dogs. First pitch on the inside corner from Drew Dowd. It's nothing and one. Dowd is 3-6 on the season. Comes into today with a 3.59 ERA. His last outing, he kind of struggled. Gave up 5 runs on 8 hits up in Carolina against the Mudcats. 0-1 weakly tap towards third. Polanco makes the play to second for one on to first. No double play. As safe at first is Arxie Hernandez. Rony is out on the 5-4 put out. But there's just one out and a fielder's choice for Arxie puts him on. So one on and one out for Lyle Miller Green. Lyle Miller Green listed at 6'5". DHing tonight for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, born in Tomsk, Siberia, Russia. Out of Austin P is where he was drafted, a 17th rounder in 2024. First pitch, big swing, big miss. And it's nothing and one on Lyle Miller Green. Drew Dowd has faced Kannapolis a couple of times this season. The lefty faced them twice, to be exact, back here in April at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1, sharply grounded to third, eaten up by Polanco. Can make a clean play, and to left it goes. Up to second goes Arxie, and Lyle Miller-Green will reach first base on a sharply hit ground ball that ate up Polanco, and up to second goes the runner. So leaning base in, it seems, is the official scorer. We'll go with a single for Lyle Miller-Green. 2-1 and one out for Drake Logan. So a single for Miller Green puts two on now for Kannapolis. And Drake Logan will dig in for the ballers in search of a little more offense. Drake Logan has been a prolific bat against lefties in his time with Kannapolis. He lines this one as short, but flipped to second. Santana makes the clean play over to Petrie. And it's just like that, a L6 for Logan. He's the second out. And then a 6-4 double off of Arxie Hernandez ends the inning in an undramatic fashion for Kannapolis. So through 2, 1-0 River Dogs. Will be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Rodalys Martinez leads things off, top of the third inning for the Charleston River Dogs in this first game of six between these two sides. A lot of baseball on tap. It actually is seven, rather. Where you're so used to six-game series, it is seven, as we'll play a doubleheader on Sunday. First pitch low for ball one to Rodalys Martinez. Here in this top of the third, 1-0 Charleston leading. 1-0 for McDougal, popped up by Martinez. This will drift foul. Third baseman Hernandez gives chase, but it'll land in the seats. And it is 1-1. Rodalys Martinez, Emiliano Petri, and Adrian Santana, 3-2 up for the Charleston River Dogs here in this one. McDougal is set. He'll work from the windup on the 1-1 to Martinez. Breaking ball inside corner, 1-2. Martinez has seen his fair share of games against Kannapolis. This is his 11th start against the Cannonballers. He's batting just 167, I should say. As McDougal's fastball on the 1-2, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And there's the first out of this inning. McDougal has another punch out, one down now. And top of the order, Emiliano Petri digs in. So two punch outs for McDougal, first time through the order. One unearned run on still no hits as of yet. First pitch for a Petri as a breaking ball catches the corner. It's nothing and one. Petri, a second round pick by the Tampa Bay Rays out of Kentucky. So an SEC product, 0-1 grounded to first. Played by Makarevics, and on to first he goes for the out of 3-U. Put out just like that, second out is had. And now Adrian Santana, the switch hitting shortstop, digs in. Santana played with Charleston in his time earlier this season. He's actually done very well against the Ballers, batting 3-10 in 11 games. He pokes his first pitch in a center. That'll drop in front of Archer for a base hit. And now Adrian Santana has his first hit of the day. One on and two outs for the River Dogs. Santana's now 1-for-2, and Aiden Smith will stand in. Well, one thing's for sure. If you got Santana on base, you got to be careful if you're an opponent in the Carolina League. Santana is second in the league with 44 stolen bases on the season. Takes off first pitch inside of the plate, but it is called a strike. And up to second goes Santana, in and out of the glove of Ronnie Hernandez. 45th stolen base of the year for Adrian Santana. Now the River Dogs put a runner on second with an 0-1 count on Aiden Smith at the plate. Smith is 0-for-0. He reached on an error in his first at-bat. 0-1 is low and inside, and it's 1-1. On Aiden Smith, technically 0-for-1. Because again, you reach on an error, you're credited with a at-bat still. You're not credited with the hit, of course. 1-1 is outside on a breaking ball for McDougal, 2-1. McDougal works with a fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Now this is the righty from Las Vegas, Nevada, an avid Vegas Golden Knights fan, loves him some hockey. Loves him some Denver Broncos football. 2-1. Breaking ball catches the corner. And it's 2-2 on Aiden Smith. Aiden Smith is listed at 6'2". He's born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Spent some time last year and this year with the single-A Modesto Nuts in the California League. A very hitter-friendly league. Now moving to the Carolina League where there's a lot more prolific pitching. So a good test for Smith. 2-2 on the way. Santana breaks for third. Ground ball to third. Gets by Arxie Hernandez and into left for a base hit. And no throw home as it'll be a single for Aiden Smith. Adrian Santana crosses the plate and it's 2-0 River Dogs on the RBI single by Aiden Smith. One on two outs. Connor Hyzak, DH, digs in. Santana breaking for third. Kind of discombobulated and confused Arxie Hernandez at third. As he had Santana, the speedster, running in front of him. Tough ground ball to play to make. And now Hyzak gets a chance to bat. First pitch runner going. Outside of the plate, dropped by Ronnie Hernandez, and the River Dogs have another stolen base. So Aiden Smith now swipes second base. Two stolen bags on the night for the Charleston River Dogs already. And a team that will run all over you if you're not careful. They're up to now 262 stolen bases on the season. That is quite a few. McDougal is set. A long look over at second base. So one to Hijack is swung on, lifted into center. Under it will be Nathan Archer. He'll come in a few steps, and under it makes the catch for the out. F8 ends the inning just as it did in the first, as Charleston puts up a earned run this time. One run on a pair of hits with no errors to note, and one left on base. We'll go. Bottom three. Ballers now trail by a pair. 2-0. It'll be a 9-1, 2-2 up. Archer, Burrows, and Perez when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Nathan Archer leads off the bottom of the third inning. 2-0 River Dogs here in this series opener. First of seven between these two sides this week. First pitch to one of the new guys, Nathan Archer, is off the plate for ball one from Drew Dowd. Dowd works with a four-seam fastball, curveball, call a changeup, and a slider does the lefty. Eighth rounder out of Stanford in 2023 by the Rays. 1-0 swing and a miss, and the count works to now 1-1. Down has been a crafty lefty all year in the Carolina League. Sixth in ERA at 3.59, and eighth in innings pitched. So he's pitched quite a few frames as the lefty. 1-1 to Archer. Low and inside for ball two. Archer, Burrows, and Geraldo Perez do up bottom three. Here in Atrium Health Ballpark, wonderful Kannapolis, North Carolina. 2-0 River Dogs lead in this series opener. 2-1 pitch from Dowd is swung on, lifted into center, and that'll drop in front of Aiden Smith for a base hit. Nathan Archer has his first hit at Atrium Health Ballpark. He leads off the inning with a single, and there's now one on for the Ballers with nobody out. Ryan Burrows, the second baseman, digs in. Burrows doubled in his first at-bat on a little line drive into center that Aiden Smith misplayed. Smith in center for the River Dogs. Diaz in left, Mateo in right. Polanco, Santana, Petrie, and Martinez left to right in the infield. First pitch swing and a first pitch foul tip from Burrows, 0-1. Burrows dropped the number 21 overall in the White Sox organization per MLB Pipeline. Still a very highly touted 19-year-old shortstop out of Panama City, Panama, 0-1. Low and inside, and the count works to even a ball and a strike on Ryan Burrows. Drew Dowd has faced Kannapolis twice this year. He's 0-2. He's allowed four runs, one run, and three runs. So three outings, eight total earned runs allowed by Dowd. 1-1 swing and a miss, and Burrows chases at a pitch that was a little outside, so 1-2. Dowd has allowed runs in each of his last three outings. He had back-to-back shutout outings to open up the month of July, which was statistically his best month. 2-1 with a 1.74 ERA. Actually, his worst start of July was against Kannapolis. He earned a loss with three runs allowed over four innings. He had a 17 and a third inning scoreless streak from June 26th to July 20th. 1-2 check on the runner. Back in safely is Archer. Again, being from Stanford, tossed 3 1/3 scoreless innings in the College World Series in 2023 for Stanford. Burrows is set at the plate. 1-2, another check on the runner. Back in safely is Archer. Archer has a lot of speed over there at first base, but has not been granted the opportunity to try to take a base yet. Now, down has gone over there twice. It's do or die for the lefty on the mound. 1-2 to Burrows. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball for strike three. And Dowd has his first punch out of the day. One out now and a runner on first for Herrell Perez, the shortstop. So Herrell Perez will bat against Drew Dowd, who grounded out his last time up, did Herrell Perez. Down works from the stretch with Archer at first base. First pitch to Herrell is taken low and outside for ball one. Home plate umpire tonight, Cam Jones, and Sam Harris is the on-field umpire, both as assigned by the Carolina League. Ball of no strikes on Perez. 1-0 from a Dowd is on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Dowd will go anywhere from 3 to as many as 7 innings. He tossed a 7-inning shutout on the 2nd of July against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Down on the Grand Strand. 1-1, another check on Archer. And it's not in time before the 1-1. Down certainly keeping a close eye on Archer. He's taken a decent lead off, but it's not excessive. So Perez digs in, looking to create some havoc at the plate. 1-1 from Down. Swing a looper over the head of the third baseman, Polanco, but it lands foul. And the count evens at a ball and a strike as Perez cracked the bat. He'll have to grab a new set of lumber from the dugout. So Herrell Perez will grab a new bat. And the bat is blue. Very blue. Almost matches his batting helmet. Probably something he picked up when he was a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers organization not too long ago. Acquired in the Michael Kopech trade by the White Sox. 1-2 from Dowd, swinging a little looper into center. Aiden Smith took a step in, but stays under it and makes the catch for the out. An F8 is out number two. Staying put at first is Archer. And now two down, a runner on for George Wolko. Wolko grounded out to Petrie at second, his first time up. The Ballers trailing by a pair here to the Charleston River Dogs in this first game of the series. Drew Dowd, the lefty, against George Wolko. Check on the runner at first, not in time. Archer back in safely. Wolko on the season, batting a total of 250. Actually hitting better against lefties at 263 than righties at 249. No count on Wolko yet. Lefty-lefty matchup. Dowd will check on Archer at first again. Uses both of his checks over to first. Dowd not really in any hurry to make a pitch to Wolko. See if it comes back to bite him. One on, two out for Wolko. First pitch on the way, up and in over the head of Gonzalez. And up to second goes Archer, a very wild pitch from Drew Dowd. Moves Archer to second. And now the Ballers have a runner in scoring position for the second time in this game. Wolko digs in with the right side of the infield. Playing George to pull. 1-0 from Dowd. A swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Martinez can't make a clean rally on it. And Archer will scurry up to third. And just like that, two pitches into the at-bat against Wolko. And another wild pitch means the Ballers have a runner 90 feet away from scoring. with probably their most prolific power bat of the plate in George Wilco. Alec Makarevic's first baseman awaits on deck here in the bottom of the third. River Dogs lead 2-0. Pitch delivered, swing and a miss, and the count is a ball and two strikes now on George Wilco. Wilco struck out his fair share of times. He's at 95 on the season since joining the Ballers back in early June. 1-2 from Dowd. Up and in, and George almost took a hack at it, but instead almost hit him in the hands. Two balls and two strikes on the righty fielder, George Wilco. 6'7 lefty bat, 18 years of age, a seventh rounder in 2023 out of Downers Grove, Illinois. 2-2 from Dowd. Breaking ball low, and it's 3-2. Sharp eye from Wilco, who has drawn 30 walks this season. Walking about once every three strikeouts is Wilco. Full count, two outs, pitch on the way. Breaking ball inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three, and Wilco does not like the call at all. He has some words for Cam Jones, the home plate umpire, and that will wrap things up for the bottom of the third. Wilco looks at strike three. Dowd has another punch out. That's two on his night, and we'll go to the fourth. For the River Dogs to bat, Polanco, Diaz, and Mateo do up, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live here in Kannapolis. It's 2-0 Charleston in the series opener. Tanner McDougal's first pitch to the top of the fourth inning is low for ball one in Arciso Polanco. John Diaz and Anel Mateo to follow here. Top four as Polanco pops this one up over our heads here. 1-0 will become 1-1 now on Narciso Polanco. Again, Diaz and Mateo to follow. McDougal in his fourth inning of work. Righty as he had a little bit of errants from the infield as a check swing in the 1-1. Polanco goes around on it, 1-2. One error on the board for Kannapolis, but it's come back to bite him. Couple of dropped pitches behind the plate by Rony Hernandez as well. Not showing up in the stats, but it's prevented a couple of potentially nabbed runners on the base path. So ball and two strikes as Polanco fouls it back on that 1-2. Polanco's at five games in a row with a hit, as he takes the 1-2 breaking ball inside for now a 2-2 count. Again, a busy night all around the Carolina League. A bunch of new series getting started. We're in the top of the fourth, which means we'll give you the out-of-town scores here in Kannapolis. 2-2 for McDougal. Fastball, lower part of the zone. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. And there's a punch out to start off the top of the fourth for Tanner McDougal. One down now. Three punch outs on the evening for Tanner Mack. And now John Diaz, left fielder, stands in. Course top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. They just finished up the third in Lynchburg. Hillcats hosting the Down East Wood Ducks. It is scoreless in that game. First pitch to Diaz is up and away for ball one. Pitch was about 6 feet tall from McDougal, and Diaz standing at a lengthy 5'7", maybe 5'8" at most. Inside and low for 2-0. Bottom of the first, Fredericksburg and Salem are scoreless. Bottom first, Delmarva and Carolina are scoreless. Augusta hosting Fayetteville. Bottom one, and that is scoreless. 2-0 lifted high and foul down the left field line. Drake Logan giving chase, but it lands errant and foul for now a 2-1 count. Bottom one in Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans host the Columbia Fireflies, and the Fireflies jump out ahead 1-0 in the first inning. 2-1 to Diaz. Breaking ball finds the zone. It's 2-2 on the left fielder, John Diaz. River Dogs leading the overall series this season and all time with the Ballers. 8-6 is the series this year as McDougal gets the strikeout on a swing and a miss from Diaz for now. Two outs in the inning, four punch outs for McDougal through 3 2/3, and now Anel Mateo, right fielder, stands in. Charleston leads the season series 8-6, and the all-time series 18-14. So Kannapolis could overtake both this week should they get four, maybe five wins. 1-0 your count is this one outside of Mateo. McDougal said working at a good pace. 1-0 on the way, swinging a miss and a ball in the dirt. And McDougal has now an even 1-1 count against Anel Mateo. And McDougal sent down to the roster just a couple of weeks ago. Joining the roster in a move back down. 1-2 now the count as this one tapped foul. Last week of July, McDougal added the roster. He was with the Winston-Salem Dash, but had an 0-8 record and almost a 7 ERA. 1-2 to Mateo. Fastball, lower part of the zone. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. And McDougal strikes out the side here in this top of the fourth inning. Three outs, five punch outs for McDougal through four innings. Not too bad stuff from the number 18 overall prospect in the White Sox system. We'll go bottom four. Makarevic, Hernandez, and Hernandez do up against Drew Dowd. And we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Kannapolis. Alec Makarevic leads it off for the bottom of the fourth inning. River Dogs lead 2-0, but still a lot of baseball left. Kannapolis actually out-hitting the River Dogs tonight as this one lifted foul. Heads up. Down in the right field terrace, 0-1 your count on the switch hitter, Alec Makarevic. Rony Hernandez, Arxie Hernandez to follow here in the bottom of the fourth between these two sides. Drew Dowd, lefty on the mound in his fourth inning of work. Has been sharp for the River Dogs tonight. Three shutout innings so far, as now Dowd will have to offer the pitch. inside for ball one. Almost a pitch clock violation as Dowd looked over at the clock, saw 1 second, and had to rush the windup, which rushed the pitch, and it was a little errant inside to Makarevic's. 1-1 your count. Dowd will wind and fire the 1-1. Swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt, and it's now a ball and two strikes. Dowd certainly likes to use every second of that pitch clock. A little different than Tanner McDougal, who is working, again, about 5 seconds at a time, just kind of getting the ball, setting, and firing. Dowd, as we've talked about, a crafty lefty. When I say crafty, I mean he works his game. He's not going to blow you away with velocity. Works 92-93 with a fastball. But his curveball is impressive. His off-speed is nasty. And he's going to work his timing. Ball and two strikes. Pitch to Makarevic. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball. And it's another punch out for Drew Dowd. His third of the night. There's one down in the top of the bottom of the fourth. And now Ronnie Hernandez, the batter, here for Kannapolis. Hernandez walked in his first at-bat. And Drew Dowd, the lefty. Ronnie Hernandez against left-handed pitching. Batting just 107. Hasn't been a very strong bat against lefties, but is an on-base machine. First pitch, low and outside for ball one. Actually, statistically, best batter for the ballers against lefties is Drake Logan. 1-0 from the line, Dowd's pitch. Outside for now, a ball two. Hernandez walking in the second, drawing yet another free pass. 51 on the year, leads the ballers. 2-0 your count. Down kind of takes a funky step. Moves the glove to his chin, delivers the 2-0. It's low for ball three. Down takes his time as a bit of a funky little extra step that he makes with about 5 seconds left in the clock. Almost like a balance step that he takes. 3-0 to Roni is a fastball, a get-me-over fastball that finds the zone. And it's now 3-1. Roni Hernandez digs back in. A slightly open stance as Dowd is set from the windup. 3-1. Swinging a hard line drive into left. Coming in Diaz and parried it perfectly. Makes the play for the out on the sharply hit F7. There's two outs and Arxie Hernandez, the fielder's choices last time up, stands in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Arxie put a ball in play to the third baseman in Narciso Polanco. Ended up reaching on what was almost a double play ball. And his first at-bat in the second. First pitch in the inside corner. It is nothing and one on Arxie Hernandez. Arxie against lefties has struggled. 236 on the year overall with 46 RBI. He almost goes on the 0-1. Does not go around, though, says Sam Harris, and it's even at a 1-1. Arxie was the Carolina League Player of the Week back in late May. Batted 474 in a week against Augusta with 9 hits, 3 doubles, 2 triples, and a homer. 6 RBI and over 1,500 OPS. 1-1, taken just a touch low, and the count is 2-1. Arxie Hernandez with 3 doubles, 2 triples, and a 4-bagger. Sounds like when me and my buddies go to Wendy's, we got to put an order in. 2 balls and a strike. Dowd will work from the windup. Pitch on the way. So we're going to ground ball to third, played by Polanco. Throws across the diamond in time for the out, and it's a 1-2-3 frame. Dowd has sat down 6 in a row, and that's 4 innings of baseball complete here in Kannapolis. To the fifth we go, 2-0 Charleston. We'll take a break and be right back as it'll be 8-9-1 due up Gonzalez, Martinez, and Petrie when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
J.D. Gonzalez leads off the top of the fifth inning for the Charleston River Dogs in this series opener. 2-0 Charleston on top. Tanner McDougal back out for his fifth inning of action tonight. First pitch, breaking ball, finds the zone. It's 0-1. McDougal sat down four batters in a row. Three with a punch out is the 0-1, and he's well on his way to another one as it's 0-2. Gonzalez late on a fastball at 95 on the radar gun. McDougal has some high velo stuff. His fastball is his primary pitch, and he likes to use it quite frequently. 0-2 pitch from Gonzalez. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Tanner McDougal has struck out four batters in a row here in between the fourth and now the fifth inning. One down now. Six punch outs for McDougal, and Rodaly's Martinez, first baseman, stands in. McDougal strikes out six. He is one away from sending the fans home happy with a little discount for some pizza. First pitch to Rodaly's Martinez, looped in a left, and Drake Logan plays it ever so immaculately for round number two. Little looped fly ball, and Logan makes the catch. Back to the top of the order we go. It is Emilian Petrie. Petrie drafted in the second round out of the University of Kentucky. Has not cracked the top 30 list yet for the Rays. I imagine he'll be there soon. First pitch weakly grounded down the line. McDougal can't make a clean play, but it lands foul. And the count is 0-1. McDougal kicked it off of the line into foul ground, trying to make a play. And I think it worked to his favor, as home plate umpire Cam Jones calls it foul. 0-1. Emilian Petrie is from Repentigny, Quebec, Canada. I definitely butchered that. His first language is French. His high school was completely French-speaking up in Quebec. A one pitch from McDougal on a breaking ball, 0-2. Petrie was a member of the 2020 Canadian Junior National Team in baseball. He actually never played hockey, though, despite growing up in Canada. 0-2 is up and away for a 1-2 count. He's his first member of his family to play baseball as Emilian Petrie. Not too bad a career, my friend. Ball and two strikes. McDougal's pitch on the way. Swinging a foul ball over our heads. It's 1-2. 3-0-1 with 10 homers with the University of Kentucky Wildcats up in Lexington. Went to the College World Series with the Wildcats just a little earlier this year. 1-2. Breaking ball is lifted into center. Hit well. Backtracking Archer, drifting towards left center. And on a slight jog, makes the catch for the out. McDougal sat down seven batters in a row, and he's through five innings with only one earned run to his name. Not bad work from McDougal here in this third start in a Ballers uniform this season. Bottom five we go. For the Ballers due up, it's Miller Green, Logan, and Archer when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Atrium Health Ballpark. All right. The Siberian Sultan of SWAT, Lyle Miller Green, leads it off. Bottom of the fifth inning. First time up, he had a single against Drew Dowd. Is now Dowd back on the mound. Fifth inning of work for the lefty. Time called by home plate umpire and Cam Jones as the ball gets loose in left field. John Diaz over to help retrieve as Miller Green digs in. Logan and Archer to follow here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch from down to Miller Green. Big swing, big miss for a strike one. As now there's an arm tossing for Kannapolis down the line in right. Appears to be Jesus Mendez, the righty, getting a loose. 1-0 from Dowd. Check swing, and it fouls it off. Almost hits Drake Logan on the on-deck circle. Very quickly, nothing and two. On Lyle Miller Green. 0-2, your count on Miller Green. Down from the line, pitch delivered. Breaking ball, low and inside. And the count is 1-2. So a ball and two strikes on a Miller Green. Down from the windup. Pitch on the way. Fouled off again. Still 1-2. Quickly approaching nighttime here on the East Coast. It's a pleasure to have you join us on the Ballers Baseball Network tonight. Dan Lodi on the call for you. All week long, of course. All 66 home games here in Kannapolis. 1-2 on the way from Dowd. In the dirt. Blocked by the catcher, Gonzalez. It goes to the backstop, though. 2-2. Last season, I was not able to get all 66 home games under my belt. I was there in 2022, and all 66 home games were called by myself. 2-2 grounded towards third. Polanco makes the play on a first, and a nice play. And there is the first out of the inning. 5-3, a nice play at first by Ronelis Martinez as Miller Green is put out on a 5-3. One out, Drake Logan digs in against the lefty in Drew Dowd. As we talked about, Dowd has faced Kannapolis three separate times this year. And this has been his most proficient outing of the year against these Ballers. First pitch up and in for ball one. Dowd has not had a shutout outing against Kannapolis this year. So already this has been his best showing. 1-0 from the line. Pitch to Logan. Breaking ball upstairs, but a cold strike. It's now 1-1. Cold-blooded strike call on a pitch from Drew Dowd, who's, again, pretty effective with the pitch count tonight. Just shy of 60 pitches. 1-1. Fouled off. Drake Logan will stay alive. It's 1-2. 56 pitches on the night for Drew Dowd. 35 strikes for this southpaw from Stanford. Still no arms tossing for the Charleston River Dogs. From the wide, 1-2 in the way. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Gonzalez. Still 1-2. Gonzalez, one of three catchers on the roster for Charleston. One of the other ones being Rodelis Martinez, who's playing first tonight for Sean Smedley and the River Dogs. Two balls and two strikes from the line. Dowd's offering to Logan. Swung on and belted high and deep. Center field drifting over Aiden Smith. Looking forward to the nighttime sky, and he makes the catch for the out. F8 for Drake Logan, who's put two well-hit balls into play. Off the lefty, Dowd. But a good set of defense from the Charleston River Dogs makes it two outs and nobody on base for the center fielder, Nathan Archer. Archer digs in, originally from LaGrange, Ohio. 12th rounder in 2024. Out of Bowling Green. First pitch is off the plate for ball one. As Archer, a 12th rounder, showing off a little bit of what he can do this season for Kannapolis. 1-0 on the way from Dowd is in the inside corner, and the count is 1-1. Archer in his time here has already set himself up with a five-game hit streak. 1-1 on the way. In the dirt, blocked by Martinez, and it's 2-1. Top of the order, Ryan Burrows awaits on deck. Bottom five, ballers trail by a pair. They're out hitting Charleston 3-2 in what's been a pitching matchup to behold between Dowd and McDougal. Dowd set from the windup, 2-1 on the way. Inside corner, 2-2 now, as Archer really didn't have a good opportunity to take a swing at that one. Breaking ball inside, lefty-lefty matchup. It's a tough one to turn around on. 2-2 on the way. And the dirt well short of home plate. And Archer now has a full count against Drew Dowd. In top of the order, Burrows on deck. It's likely we'll see Mendez take over in the sixth inning for Kannapolis. Full count, two outs. Dowd looking to get through five, shutout. Payoff pitch on the way, in the dirt, ball four. And Archer will extend the inning. He draws a two-out walk. He's on base for the second time tonight. And now Kannapolis will have some speed in the base paths with Ryan Burrows digging in. So Burrows bats a double and a strikeout for him today. Burrows standing in and with a double in the first inning. He has on the year six doubles now. Dowd is set. First pitch on the way. Fastball just a tad inside. And it's 1-0. A very tempting pitch, but Burrows lays off it. Archer's at first. Still looking for a first opportunity at a stolen base. Dowd's 1-0 to Burrows. Low but called a strike. It's even at 1-1. One and one your count on Burrows. One homer and a 25 RBI on the year, batting at 222. And it's time with Kannapolis. 1-1 from Dowd. Outside corner. Count is 1-2. Gerald Perez, the shortstop, awaits on deck. Bottom five, River Dogs lead 2-0 over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Archer with a decent lead over at first. 1-2, runner takes off. Pitch high, the plate. Throw to second is high. And Nathan Archer has his first stolen base as a member of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's in at second with a whole lot of speed. High throw from Gonzalez, and it sets up two balls and two strikes with a runner in scoring position for Burrows. Prime opportunity there for Kannapolis. Set up as Archer swipes the bag and is in at second, gets the jersey dirty. And now J.D. Gonzalez is going to go talk to Drew Dowd and go through some signs. Archer placed in the ninth spot. It's not because he's got a weak bat. It's really more of a strategic move because he's so stinking fast. And you already have a lot of guys like Burrows and Perez who are very good at contact hitters, who Patrick Leland puts at the top of the order. So Perez and Burrows really make up those roles well. Archer Moore, that second leadoff guy. 2-2 on the way from Dowd in the dirt and low for ball three. And now Burrows will have a full count for a very long at-bat here. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming. Beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. Mid-70s. After the last few weeks, it has been toasty and roasting. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 3-2 on the way to Burrows. So we're going to tap her to third. And it actually drifted more towards short. Santana makes the play. And over to first in time for the out. 6-3 put out as Santana makes the clean play for the third out. Burrows is retired. And there is one runner left on for Kannapolis. No runs as Dowd is now through five shutout innings of work. We'll go to the sixth. Kannapolis trailing by a pair. And it looks like it'll be Jesus Mendez taking over when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Thank you. Jesus Mendez is on the mound now in relief of Tanner McDougal, a 6'1", 190-pound, 19-year-old from Valencia, Venezuela. Jesus Mendez taking over, fastball, changeup, slider out of the pen for Patrick Leland. 1-0 count now on the leadoff batter, Adrian Santana, Aiden Smith, and Connor Hyzak to follow for the Charleston River Dogs. 1-0 from Mendez to Santana is lifted into center. Will hit shallow. Archer coming in on the run. Makes the catch for the out. And Santana had a similar play back in the third inning. He got a single on that one. Instead, Archer plays him a little shallow. And it's one down in the inning now for Aiden Smith. So Mendez takes over on the mound. 2-4 in the year. A 5.57 ERA. As the 6-1 righty from Venezuela. Mendez is set. First pitch to Smith as a fastball right down Broadway for a called strike. Nothing and one. 0-1 your count now as Mendez taking over for Tanner McDougal, who had a fantastic night in his start tonight. Quick pitch on the 0-1. It's in there. Nothing and two. Nothing and two on Aiden Smith, the center fielder, who is 1-4-2 tonight and an RBI single back in the third inning that gave Charleston their 2-0 lead that they still hold. Nothing and two, Mendez is set. Pitch on the way, fastball up and in. And it looked like it got a piece of Ronnie Hernandez. Hernandez will take his time, and it'll be a 1-2 count on Aiden Smith. Now out comes Patrick Leland, and we'll see what the quarrel is here between Leland and Cam Jones, the home plate umpire. Aiden Smith, center fielder. I don't think he got hit by the pitch. Hernandez actually got a good chunk of it, so not sure what Leland is arguing here, perhaps. It might be that Smith got a piece of the bat, got a piece of the ball with the bat, and then Hernandez behind the plate made a catch, perhaps? But even that, I don't think would be a scenario there. Let's see what comes now as a conversation to be had between the umpires and Cam Jones and Sam Harris. So the two having a chat now, Harris and Cam Jones. We'll see what materializes of this discussion. As Smith will presumably have a 1-2 count. He didn't take a swing on it. At least not from our vantage point up here in the broadcast booth. We're a little bit shaded towards the third base side, so we don't have the clearest view. It is still a nice view. As now here comes Jones and Harris, and they're going to talk to Sean Smedley, and Sean Smedley doesn't seem to be thrilled, so not quite sure what the discussion's going to be here. As Mendez will warm up and toss a few pitches just to stay loose. I'm honestly not sure what this is. From our vantage point here, it didn't look like anything. Could it be other than Smith getting a piece of it off the knob of the bat, perhaps? So Smedley will retreat back to the third base coach's box, and now they're going to call Patrick Leland over, and this is going to be interesting. This is a little funny. You got conversations going between Smedley and the umpires and Leland and the umpires. Umpires are being a little mediators. And it's all a bunch of he said, she said right now on the top of the sixth with a 0-2 count on this pitch to Aiden Smith. So while they're talking, we'll relay you the info on Tanner McDougal's start tonight. Five innings, two hits, two runs. Only one of those was earned, though. One walk and six punch-outs. On the day for McDougal, that makes now two starts for McDougal with at least six punch-outs, and all three of them this season for Kannapolis He's had at least five. As it'll be awarded, it looks like a foul ball on the play. They're trying to argue, say, I think that's what it was, is Leland was trying to say that Hernandez caught the ball. I don't think it was a catch. I could see the arguments from both sides. Nothing into the count as a foul ball by Smith. 0-2 gets by the catcher in Hernandez. It's 1-2. So all that, and it's just a foul ball from the center fielder, Aiden Smith. Mendez is set. Glove at the belly button. 1-2 on the way. Taken outside for a 2-2 count. Smith had his first hit as a River Dog in the third inning. It was an RBI single. And then he picked up a stolen base to follow up one from Adrian Santana. Pitch on the way in the 2-2. This one lifted high and foul down the line in right. Heads up down there. And the count stays put at 2-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Huge punch out from Jesus Mendez as he gets the huge swing from Aiden Smith on an upstairs fastball. And there's the first punch out of the night for Mendez. Two down now. And Connor Hyzak, DH, digs in. First pitch by Mendez to Connor Hyzak is off the plate for a ball one. Connor Hyzak, a 6'2 righty bat from Goffstown, New Hampshire. Former Mississippi State Bulldog. 2-0 now the count on Hyzak. Listed as an outfielder, 13th rounder in 2024 by the Tampa Bay Rays. 2-0 from Mendez. Breaking ball inside, 3-0. Hyzak had an RBI ground out in the first and a fly out into center. And his first two at-bats, both of those were against McDougal. 3-0 on the way. Fastball, big swing and a big miss at 96 on the radar gun upstairs from Jesus Mendez. Carolina League leader in saves, but his numbers as of late have not been conducive to show off that he's been one of the better arms out of the bullpen in the Carolina League. 3-1. Low one outside for ball four. And Mendez will allow his first base runner of the night. It's not a leadoff walk. Two outs and a runner on now for the River Dogs. It's Narciso Polanco. So Polanco bats a fly out and a strikeout looking. Polanco on a five-game hit streak, trying to make it six. First pitch to Mendez. Grounded deep in the hole at second. Burrows will field, and a flip to first. Makarevics, who dove, trying to make a play on the ground ball initially, gets back to his feet, and it's a 4-3 ground out. Narciso Polanco is sat down for the third out, and that'll strand a runner for the River Dogs. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and one left on. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth. Ballers trail by a pair. Perez, Wolko, Makarevics do up, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network live in Kannapolis. 2-0 River Dogs lead. Yeah! Still Drew Dowd on the mound for the Charleston River Dogs. Bottom of the sixth inning here in Kannapolis. River Dogs leading 2-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Harold Perez, George Wolko, and Alec Makarevic stew up against this lefty Drew Dowd. Perez today 0-2. Looking on base for the first time in this one. Dowd old clock is a time all the way down, and first pitch is up and away for ball one. Dowd certainly likes to take every second of that pitch clock he can. Takes it down to 1 second if possible. And just goes about his business. 1-0 to Perez. This one grounded towards short weakly. Santana to his left fields. And hurries a throw to first. It's in time for the out. A 6-3 ground out. Puts Harold Perez down for now an 0-3 night. And with one down, it's George Wolko digging in. Miss Casey Meddy is back. First inning as Baller's bat dog. And she is returned. George Wolko digs in with one out in the bottom of the sixth, and nobody on base. Right side of the infield playing on the edge of the grass in the outfield. First pitch from the lefty down to Wolko is on the inside corner, 0-1. Oh, and one on Wolko with Makarevic on deck. From the line, Dowd's pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball fooled Wolko. 0-2. O-2 count on Wolko. 10 homers leads the Ballers. Batting 247 on the year. Has an OPS of over 800. So he's been a productive bat. Has Wolko. Well, most productive bat up to this point in the season. 0-2 on the way. Swing a hard line drive into left. Backtracking Diaz on the leap. He makes the catch with an outstretched glove in left. Makes the grab for the out. And Wolko is robbed of a base hit in the left on a hard hit liner. Two down now in the inning. And Alec Makarevic digs in with nobody on base against Drew Dowd. Dowd has only struck out three tonight. He's not a huge strikeout guy. He's struck out seven twice this year. Against Kannapolis, though, he's struck out three twice and four once. As Makarevic lines this one deep in the hole, as short. Santana can't make a clean play. It's into left for a base hit. And Alec Makarevic has his first hit at Atrium Health Ballpark. One on, two outs now. Base hit awarded, and it's due up Ronnie Hernandez with Makarevic at first base. Again, deep in the hole at short, and the very athletic Adrian Santana at short was playing it well, but rather could not make a clean play on a hard liner. So two outs, Ronnie Hernandez. Will bat with Makarevic at first. Down is set from the stretch, first pitch. Swing and a miss on a changeup, 0-1. Hernandez out in front by a mile. And it is 0-1. Hernandez walked and he's flown out today. Against the lefty, Drew Dowd. There is an arm tossing for Charleston. 0-1 pitch from Dowd. Breaking ball inside corner, 0-2. Looked like a changeup again off the arm of the lefty, Drew Dowd. Who is at 78 total pitches now on the night. 0-2 with two outs. Bottom six. River Dogs lead 2-0. Hernandez gets the pitch from Dowd in the dirt. Blocked by Gonzalez. Makarevic doesn't move a muscle at first. It's 1-2. Makarevic has a little speed at first. Not anything overly worrisome for Charleston's defense. Ball and two strikes. Down to the deep breath. 1-2. Hernandez takes a ball in the dirt. Makarevic stays at first. 2-2 now. Pair of breaking balls from Dowd have been well short of home plate here against Ronnie Hernandez. Bottom six, 2-0 River Dogs. Baller is looking to put a run on the board for the first time since the second inning of Sunday's game in Columbia. 2-2. So we're going to line drive past the third baseman, Polanco, into left for a base knock. Ronnie Hernandez on base with a base knock. And that moves Makarevic to second. Hernandez at first, and now two on, two out for the third baseman, Arxie Hernandez. It is a righty tossing in the pen for Charleston, Andy Rodriguez. And Dowd's pitch count is getting up there as out comes now Levy Romero, pitching coach for the Charleston River Dogs, who will talk Dowd through this interesting little scenario here. You have two on and two out. Arcee Hernandez digging in. Five hits for Kannapolis, no runs on the board. They've had their fair share of opportunities. They've left a runner on in all but one of their innings. And that was when Dowd sat him down in order in the fourth. So Arcee Hernandez stands in with a 2-2 count and two outs. So Arcee stands in, two on and two outs. Dowd is set, first pitch on the way. An earth blocked by the catcher, Gonzalez. Nothing in the strike zone, so it's 1-0. Your count with two outs on Arcee Hernandez, a fielder's choice, and a ground out on his night against Dowd. 1-0 pitch up on the inside corner, and the count is 1-1. To Hernandez, smoked foul down the line and left. And the count is 1-2. That one was absolutely crushed by Arcee Hernandez down the line and left. Ball and two strikes. Dowd is one strike away from getting out of this inning unscathed. He got a pair of pretty quick outs. But then Makarevics and Rony Hernandez with a pair of singles have presented a little worrisome nightmare for Dowd. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. Polanco backtracks and fields on to second. He goes. And Drew Dowd is through six shutout innings as a 5-4 put out of Rony Hernandez at second base ends the inning. Fielder's choice for Arcee Hernandez. And we are headed to the back third of baseball. In the top of the seventh we go. River Dogs lead 2-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Diaz, Mateo Gonzalez due up when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Jesus Mendez on for his second inning of action tonight out of the bullpen. Righty got through his first inning, walked one batter, but also struck one out. First pitch to John Diaz to start off the top of the seventh is up and inside for ball one. Diaz, Mateo, and Gonzalez do up for the Charleston River Dogs. Top seven in this series opener. It's 2-0 River Dogs as the 1-0 is up and in, but a check swing from Diaz, and he goes around on it by a mile. It's 1-1. Just a gorgeous night for baseball. I know I've said it a lot of times tonight, but the temperatures are down. No rain. It has been beautiful here in Kannapolis. 1-1 fouled off. 1-2 your count. We've had some toasty games this summer here in Kannapolis. Upper 90s with heat indexes in the 100s. 1-2 on the way. Diaz takes up and inside for ball two. Very welcoming mid-70s evening here in Kannapolis. Mendez is set. 2-2 on the way to Diaz is up and in for ball three. Diaz at 5'8", international free agent signing in 2019 by the Tampa Bay Rays. Full count with nobody out. Mendez with a deep breath, looking in for the signs. Pitch on the way, swinging a foul ball up here. Ends up hitting the side of the suite level. Ends up on the front row, heads up down there. Like our friends down in the front row area of section 110 end up making the grab on the foul ball. As the 3-2 swing and a miss at the plate, he struck him out. Jesus Mendez picks up a punch out, and there is another strikeout for Ballers pitching tonight. Two punch outs on the night for Mendez. Now with one down, Angel Mateo digs in. Mateo digs in, a slightly open stance. First pitch on the way. Fastball is up and in for ball one. Angel Mateo has been with the River Dogs all this season. International free agent signee in 2022 by the Rays. 1-0 fastball off the plate, 2-0. Mateo is tied for eighth in the Carolina League with 21 doubles. Over one of the stolen base on Sunday against the Augusta Green Jackets. 2-0, fouled off straight back. The count is 2-1. River Dogs certainly utilize a lot of speed. Second in all of minor league baseball in stolen bases, only behind the Aberdeen Ironbirds, who are at over 300. 2-1, swing and a miss. Change up off the arm of Mendez, fools Mateo, 2-2. Now, I'm not great at math, but the Ironbirds have played about 108 games. They have 308 stolen bases. It's about three stolen bases a game. That's ludicrous. 2-2, that's also ludicrous. On the outside, cornering him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Mendez with three punch outs now out of the bullpen. And with two outs, it's J.D. Gonzalez digging in. Lynchburg Hillcats, a team that always is active on the base path. They're not far behind Charleston. River Dogs set a franchise record with 260 stolen bases this season, and they still have, again, about a month to go. 1-0 the count now. Their previous franchise record was set back in 1997. Pitch on the way on the 1-0. This one popped up over my head, and the count is 1-1 on J.D. Gonzalez. Gonzalez tonight 0-2, a pair of punch-outs. He's at 0-33 on the season with the River Dogs. Still getting acclimated to the Carolina League. 1-1. Up and in for now a 2-1 count. Gonzalez hit a home run last week and his debut with the River Dogs after being acquired by the San Diego Padres trade. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. He's actually got a piece of it. It is fouled back. Gonzalez has the one homer with two hits. That is the only hit of the year in the Carolina League for Gonzalez was that home run last week. Since arriving to Charleston, he has not had the same success he had in the California League. 2-2. Swinging a foul ball straight back here. I guess he didn't like my comment as it almost hit me up here in the broadcast booth. Two balls and two strikes with a nine-hole batter, Rodaelys Martinez, awaiting on deck. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jesus Mendez has been a K machine tonight. He's got four punch outs through two innings of work. And we'll see if he goes out for longer tonight as Waller through six and a half. Time to stretch at HRML Ballpark. Baller is trailing by a pair. It's time to bat for the Ballers. Miller, Green, Logan, and Archer when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the way for the River Dogs. Lyle Miller-Green, Drake Logan, Nathan Archer due up as the River Dogs change pitchers on the mound now. 6'6", 200-pound lefty Dalton Fowler, second lefty of the night for the Charleston River Dogs. First pitch to Lyle Miller-Green, swing and a miss for now strike one as Drew Dowd's night is complete. And we move to the bullpen for the River Dogs. Dalton Fowler, former American Athletic Conference Pitcher of the Year, the former Memphis Tiger. Is Dalton Fowler, 0-1 fastball up and away, and the count is 1-1. Now on Lyle Miller-Green, who tonight is 1-for-2 with a single back in the second inning of work. Drew Dowd, 6 shutout innings, 5 hits, 2 walks, and 3 punchouts as Dowd's 1-1 is on the inside corner. It is 1-2. Dalton Fowler has seen his fair share of this Ballers team this season. Against the Kannapolis Cannonballers is 2-3. Pitch on the way is up and away for now a 1-2 count moving to a 2-2 count. Please excuse me. Fowler's 2-3 on the year overall. A 4.58 ERA. Against Kannapolis, he's actually 0-1. 2-2 up and away for now a full count on Lyle Miller-Green. Fowler's allowed a total of 9 runs, 4 earned, over 5 and a third innings, 7 hits, 6.75 ERA against Kannapolis this season in 4 previous appearances. Full count, payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Miller-Green chases and does not make contact. It's the first punch out of the night for Dalton Fowler, and the River Dogs now 8 outs away from victory. And looking to shut the Ballers out, of course, Drake Logan. And the Ballers have other plans as Logan will dig in now with one out and nobody on base. Fowler was 5-6 with a 4.24 ERA for Memphis last season. First pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, and J.D. Gonzalez, 1-0. Fowler was also drafted by the Mets in the 2019 MLB draft in the 27th round. Fowler, though, going to college, ended up being a ninth rounder last year out of Memphis. 1-0, swung on, fouled off, straight back. And the count evens at 1-1. Fowler, a tall, lanky arm at 6'6", 200 pounds. Perfect combo for Drew Dowd, the lefty, who's a little more boxy and crafty. Fowler just kind of rears back and slings it. 1-1, swing and a miss, and the count is 1-2. Two-pitch mix. Fowler has two pitches, that's it. Fastball, slider. Fastball works mid-90s. Slider works about upper 70s, low 80s. Ball and two strikes. Logan is set. Pitch on the way. A fastball up and away. And the count is 2-2. Fowler last time out went two innings. One unearned run on two hits against Augusta back on August the 9th. Last week against the Green Jackets, 2-2. Swing a foul ball. Logan got a piece of a fastball up and in. It's 2-2. Logan hasn't seen a slider in a couple pitches. Nathan Archer, center fielder, the batter on deck. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, 2-0 River Dogs over the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 2-2. Breaking ball outside corner. Him up, got him looking. Called strike three, and Drake Logan is now 0-4-3. Two outs and two punch outs for Dalton Fowler in his inning tonight out of the bullpen. And Nathan Archer will bat. He's reached base twice tonight. We'll see what else comes of his night against these River Dogs. Just five hits for the Ballers. A double from Burrows, a single from Makarevitz, a single from Hernandez. First pitch to Archer, swing and a miss, 0-1. Lyle Miller-Green with a single, and Nathan Archer with a single in the third inning against these River Dogs. 0-1 count with two outs. Pitch on the way from Fowler. Breaking ball catches the inside corner, 0-2, as Archer was fooled by the breaking ball. Top of the order, and Ryan Burrows is on deck. 0-2 on the way, swinging a foul ball straight back up here. Hits off the siding, heads up. Ends up down in the seats. Where a lucky fan makes the snag down near the front of section 107. Look at that. Like the third row of 107. He gives it up to a young kid. Good work, good sir. 0-2 count. Fowler's pitch. Low for ball one, a 96-mile-an-hour heater. Archer, the former Bowling Green lefty bat, 12th rounder by the Chicago White Sox. Standing in at 6 feet tall, 21 years of age. 1-2 from Fowler, and the dirt squirts by Gonzalez, and the count is 1-2. Archer started all 53 games at Bowling Green last year. He set single season and single game program records for at-bats. So a guy that was at the top of the order and at the plate a lot for Bowling Green in the MAC Conference. 2-2 count. Fowler with a deep breath. 2-2 pitch on the way is low and outside for ball three. Good at-bat here from Archer to just stay alive after falling behind 0-2. We'll see a seventh pitch of the at-bat at a full count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burrows on deck, full count, 2 outs, 2-0 River Dogs, bottom 7, pitch to Archer, low and inside, ball 4, and Nathan Archer continuing to be the on-base machine he is, reaches base with his second walk of the night, and now Kannapolis has a runner on with 2 outs for Ryan Burrows. So Archer is singled, advanced twice on a wild pitch, stolen one base. He's at first here. With Burrows digging in, 1-for-3, a double in the first inning. Strikeout and a ground out for them on the nine. Fowler set, first pitch to Burrows, swung on, corkscrew, ground ball, foul down the first baseline, nothing and one. Opposite field ground ball that had a little too much backspin on it from Ryan Burrows. Nothing and one, your count. Bottom seven, ballers trail by a pair. Runner takes off on the pitch, swung on, foul tipped by Burrows, straight back, nothing and two. Archer would have been safe by a mile at second and would have had his second stolen base of the night. Instead, to first, he heads back. O-2 count with two outs. Ballers trail by a pair. Fowler set, pitch on the way. So we're going to foul ball off the Atrium Health Ballpark sign on the first base side up on the roof. And the count is 0-2. Harold Perez awaiting on deck. Archer at first, 0-2 from Fowler. Fastball up and away. And a fake snap over from Gonzalez at first puts Archer back in the bag at first base. So the count is 2-2. Archer with a decent lead at first, not overwhelming. 1-2. Burrows takes in the dirt. Archer breaks for second. It'll be a wild pitch from Dalton Fowler that moves the runner up in Archer. And it's the third time tonight he's advanced on a wild pitch. And now the ballers have a runner at second base in scoring position here. Two balls and two strikes. With Archer at second, Burrows at the plate. Fowler is set. Deep breath from the lefty. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. And Burrows chases at a 96-mile-an-hour fastball that was right down Broadway. But he is late on it. And Fowler picks up what is his third strikeout of the night. And then his seven innings complete here in Kannapolis. We will go to the top of the eighth. 2-0 your score. Ballers will make another pitching change. You'll be right back here in Kannapolis on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. 2-0 River Dogs lead over the Cannon Ballers.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Two new up for the Charleston River Dogs. It's Rodalys Martinez, Emilian Petrie, and Adrian Santana due up as Daniel Gonzalez takes over his first pitch of the night. His low and inside for ball one. Rodalys Martinez leads things off 0 for 2 in the ninth. And then Petrie and Santana to follow. Top eight, River Dogs lead 2-0. A pitch from Gonzalez on the 1-0, showing Bunt pulling it back. And it's now 2-0 on Rodalys Martinez. Daniel Gonzalez at 6'3", 160-pound southpaw, 22 years of age from Maracaibo, Venezuela. 2-0 as Martinez shows bunt, pulls it back. 3-0 your count on the first baseman, Rodalys Martinez. Gonzalez 0-0. a 5.40. Excuse me, 4.50 ERA. 3-0 breaking ball finds the zone. 3-1 now on Rodaelys Martinez. 3-1 on Rodaelys. With Petria waiting against Daniel Gonzalez on the mound. 3-1. So we're going to ground ball towards second. Burrows charges in, makes the play, and on to first in time of the out. 4-3, your ground out for Rodaelys Martinez. He is now 0-4-3. And digging in for Kannapolis is Emilian Petrie. Petrie walk, a ground out, and a fly out on the day for the Charleston River Dogs. Daniel Gonzalez, that is actually his first out recorded. That is not a strikeout. First pitch on the way is a fastball inside corner. And the count is nothing and one. A one from the sidearmer. Gonzalez popped up by Petrie in the left side of the infield. Who's got it? Arxi Hernandez under it. Fights the nighttime sky and makes the catch on the PC5 for the out. Two down. Adrian Santana digs in. He'll have to turn around and hit from the right-handed side. So Adrian Santana digs in. Grew up a right-handed hitter, but started switch hitting as a sophomore in high school at Doral Academy in South Florida on the west side of Miami. First pitch to Santana, swing and a miss, nothing and one. Santana, the shortstop, 1-for-3. Single on a stolen base. Back in the third inning, he ended up scoring one of the two runs on the board for Charleston. A one from Gonzalez, swing and a miss, nothing and two. Adrian Santana, number 8 overall prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Competitive balance round A selection in 2023. Out of Doral Academy, 0-2. Breaking ball upstairs and ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike 3. Gonzalez strikes out Santana on 3 pitches. And that will send us into the break. Balders trail by a pair. 6 outs to work with. Perez, Wilco, and Makarevic due up. New arm on the way for the River Dogs. Will turn things around. A righty coming out when we come back on the Balders Baseball Network and Valley Live. Gerald Perez leads things off. Welcome to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Kannapolis. First pitch is low and inside for ball one as Harlan Rosario takes over on the mound for the Charleston River Dogs. Listed at 6'3", 211 pounds from Nagua, Dominican Republic. Carolyn Rosario on in relief as Haral Perez sprays the 1-0 foul. And the count is even at a ball and a strike. Dalton Fowler goes just one inning with three punch-outs, no runs on the board. And it is Carolyn Rosario stepping in out of the pen for the River Dogs. Pitch on the way of the 1-1 to Perez. A changeup has him fooled, and it's 1-2. On the ball, there's shortstop. One walk for Fowler with no hits, no runs. And Carolyn Rosario will dig in on the rubber. 1-2. This one into left. Diaz takes a step back and then has to come in for the out. An F7 for Haral Perez, who is now 0-4. George Wolko, right fielder, digs in now for Kannapolis with one out against Rosario. Rosario started the year with Charleston, promoted to the High A Bowling Green Hot Rods in late April, and then was returned on June 4th. He was at a 4.61 ERA up in advanced A ball, so sent back to Charleston as he has a 1-0 count now on George Wolko. 1-1 with a 2.55 ERA in a single A with the Charleston River Dogs. 1-0 on the inside corner. 1-1 on George Wolko. Wolko 0-3, a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. First time facing a righty today for George. 1-1. Low one inside, 2-1. Most recent outing for Rosario, the 22-year-old, won a scoreless inning out of the pen against Augusta back on a Friday against the Green Jackets. 2-1 to Wolko. Swinging a tapper foul down the first base line. Barehanded. And the dugout by appears to be Tanner McDougal. Two balls and two strikes on George Wolko. Rosario set on the rubber, ready to go. 2-2 from the line. Pitch on the way. Low and outside for ball three. Rosario wanted the strike call. Instead, it's a little wide. Alec Makarevic. First baseman awaits on deck. Bottom eight. Ballers trail by a pair. 3-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. And the catcher, Martinez, asked to throw to first to confirm the out as Wolko kind of flipped the bat towards Gonzalez, I should say, J.D. Gonzalez. And it kind of caused a little havoc. A K2-3 is the second out. And digging in with two down is Alec Makarevic's first baseman. Two outs, Makarevic stands in. First pitch is fouled back by the lefty pad of Makarevic, so in 1-1 count. First time he turns around and bats as a lefty tonight. Rosario winds on the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted into left. John Diaz playing shallow, drifts towards the line and makes the catch for the out. And the Charleston River Dogs now are three outs away from shutting out the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this series opener as Daniel Gonzalez will return to the mound. When we come back for the top of the ninth, it'll be Smith, Hyzak, and Polanco on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Aiden Smith digs in, top of the ninth inning. Due up for the Charleston River Dogs is Smith, Hyzak, and Polanco. Daniel Gonzalez back on the mound. Another inning of action for the Southpaw. First pitch tap foul by Aiden Smith. It is nothing and one on the River Dogs center fielder. Top of the ninth inning, 2-0 Charleston. Ballers out hitting the River Dogs 5-2. Well, the River Dogs putting up runs in the first and third tonight in what's been a bit of an odd ball game. A one pitch from Gonzalez is off the plate for ball one. It's a 1-1 count on Aiden Smith. Smith reaching second on an error, an RBI single, and a strikeout, so he's 1-for-3. 1-1. In the dirt and low, blocked and scooped by the catcher, Rony Hernandez. 2-1 on Aiden Smith. Connor Hyzak, DH, is on deck. He had the other RBI. That was in the first inning, an RBI ground out, scoring Emilian Petrie. 2-1, Gonzalez is set from the line, 2-1. Outside for now, 3-1. Gonzalez, a crafty lefty, side armor. Wears the pants high to show off the Red Sox. Only one in the field to do so for Kannapolis. 3-1 to Smith. Swinging a fly ball center field. Archer played it well. Backtracks, makes the catch for the out. And he had to take maybe a step or two back. But he makes the grab for the out. And Connor Hyzak, the DH, digs in. Connor Hyzak, an RBI ground out. A fly out and a walk. As Gonzalez, the lefty, set dead middle of the rubber. First pitch on the way. Breaking ball inside. Corner, nothing and one. Gonzalez last pitched on the Friday night showdown in Columbia. One inning with one walk and three punch-outs. 0-1. Breaking ball outside. Count is 1-1. Narciso Polanco, the batter on deck. At risk of losing his five-game hit streak. 1-1 in the way. Swing and a miss. Late on a fastball from Gonzalez outside, and it's 1-2. Ballers trail by a pair. And they'll have the two Hernandezes and Lyle Miller-Green due up bottom nine. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. A little curveball fools Connor Hyzak. And Daniel Gonzalez has another punch out tonight, his second of the evening. And with two outs, it'll be Narciso Polanco stepping in for the River Dogs. So Jesus Mendez had four punch outs through two innings, with a total of one walk and no hits, no runs allowed. First pitch is in the zone, and it's called a strike on Narciso Polanco. Mendez, two shutout innings with no hits, one walk, four punchouts. For Daniel Gonzalez, 0-1, a low and outside. Count is 1-1. Been a bit of a pitcher's duel tonight between these two sides. And a fun baseball game for sure if you like pitching and defense. 1-1 off the plate. It's 2-1 on Narciso Polanco. John Diaz, left fielder, awaiting in the wings for the River Dogs. 1-2, swing and a miss. 2-2 now. Gonzalez's curveball has been unhittable for these River Dogs tonight. Two-two pitch on the way is a breaking ball. Instead of finding the strike zone, he went wide with it, trying to fool Polanco, and it's a full count. Full count with two outs. Pitch on the way. A breaking ball low and outside. Ball four, and the first base runner of the night allowed by Daniel Gonzalez is a two-out walk to Narciso Polanco. Two outs. John Diaz, left fielder, digs in. And it's top of the ninth inning for Charleston, who I'm sure would like some insurance runs in this ninth. Kannapolis has no plans of it, though. Two Two outs with Polanco at first. Pitch from Gonzalez is tapped. Foul by Diaz. Nothing and one. Diaz a ground out and a pair of strikeouts. Kannapolis as a team tonight have struck out 12. Definitely not the most they have struck out this season. They've struck out as many as 16. 0-1, a check on the runner. And back in safely is Polanco. The Bowlers pitching staff has struck out as many as 16 in a game this season. It's been quite a few. Pitch on the way from Gonzalez. A little grounder towards third. Arxie Hernandez can't make a clean play on it. And advancing to second now. Headed for third. A foot race. And Polanco slides in safely at third with nobody covering the bag. It'll be an E5 on Arxie Hernandez. Polanco hustles to third. Nobody covers third base. So up to third goes Polanco. Diaz reaches on the E5. And now runners on the corners. Two outs for Angel Mateo. So Arxie Hernandez ends up not being able to make a clean play on it. And then Polanco, who has speed, just can make a good play on it. Runner takes off for second. This one gets by the catcher, Rony Hernandez, and a wild pitch by Gonzalez will score Narciso Polanco here in this top of the ninth. And Charleston picks up the much-desired insurance run on the wild pitch from Gonzalez. So a stolen base for Diaz and the wild pitch. So now runner on second with a 1-0 count. Diaz is at second, pitch on the way. 1-0 is off the plate. For 2-0 count now on Mateo. 3-0 River Dogs now as they pick up their third run of the night here in the top of the ninth inning. 19th stolen base of the year for John Diaz, who's at second. 2-0 from Mateo, fouled off straight back, 2-1. The River Dogs, as a team, have stolen three bases tonight, which is right about on par for their season so far. 2-1 your count. Gonzalez winds and fires. Lifted into right. Wolko has to come in a little bit, but he'll make the catch and end the inning here for the Ballers in the field as the one run does cross in a wild pitch. It is Narciso Polanco who reaches base on the error by the third baseman Arxie Hernandez that continues the inning. And now the Ballers have three outs to work with, and they trail by a trio. We'll be right back as Herline Rosario takes over when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network. And Valley Live, bottom nine, Hernandez, and Miller Green do up. Rony Hernandez steps in. Ballers have three outs to work with. They trail by a three-piece of runs by the Charleston River Dogs today. They put up another run in the ninth inning on a wild pitch that scores Narciso Polanco. And now Harleen Rosario looks for the two-inning save. First pitch to Rony Hernandez is in the zone for strike one, nothing, and 1 year count. Hernandez today, a walk, a single, and a flyout. He has one of five hits for Kannapolis today. 0-1 off the plate for ball one. Rosario in his second inning of action on the mound. The righty struck out one in his first inning against the Ballers, meat of the order. 1-1 up and away, and it's 2-1 on Rony Hernandez. Third arm used by the River Dogs tonight, so they have plenty of resources available for the pen tomorrow. 2-1 grounded foul, and it's 2-2. Tomorrow, the River Dogs will utilize Jose Urbina. A righty from Caracas, Venezuela, will make his River Dogs debut. And then recently named Rays top 10 prospect Gary Gil Hill gets the start on Thursday. And the new prospect ranking is coming out tonight. 2-2 fastball in there. Got in looking, called strike three. And there's the first out of the bottom, of the ninth inning. Second punch out for Harleen Rosario. And with one down, it'll be RC Hernandez standing in, trying to avoid the shutout for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. One out, pitch on the way. Check swing. Did Hernandez go? Yes, he did, says Sam Harris. In the field down the line, nothing and one on Arxie Hernandez. Arxie tonight, a fielder's choice in two at-bats, and then a ground out, so he's 0 for 3. 0-1. Breaking ball finds the zone, nothing and two. Rosario on the year has picked up his fair share of opportunities for saves. This would be his eighth on the year for the River Dogs. 0-2. Swinging a foul tip into the mid of the catcher, Gonzalez. And Arxie Hernandez is the third strikeout victim of the night for Harleen Rosario on the KFT. So three strikeouts for Rosario. Ballers have one out to play with. And Lyle Miller-Green is all that stands between the River Dogs and a victory tonight here in Kannapolis. So Lyle Miller-Green digs in from the wide. Rosario's first pitch, swing and a miss. Late on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. So the Ballers have not scored now since the second inning of Sunday's action in the second game of the doubleheader. And it was actually Miller-Green that put up the run on the board. In the dirt for ball one on Miller-Green. Hit his first professional home run into right field in Columbia on Sunday. 1-1 from Rosario. Brown ball to third. This might do it. Polanco will field. Scurries across the diamond. Split from Rodaelys Martinez. And there's the third out. And that is all for tonight's action. That is all she wrote. Final score tonight. The Charleston River Dogs coming to town. And they shut out the Kannapolis Cannonballers over all nine innings. The Ballers unable to get a hit from the sixth inning and later. They do get a pair in the sixth, but 7-8-9 in the back third of baseball. No hits, no form of offense, and the Ballers come up short tonight against the Charleston River Dogs. Postgame show coming up in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network, and we'll have all the recap for you tonight as 3-0 your final. Charleston takes game one of the series. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high at top Patriot Health Ballpark. As we got a pretty straightforward ball game tonight. The Kannapolis Cannonballers are shut out by a final score of 3-0 in tonight's outing. The Ballers do not get any runs on the board against three different pitchers for the Charleston River Dogs. They end up falling tonight 3-0 despite out-hitting Charleston 5-2. Again, the Charleston River Dogs only put up two hits on the board. Three runs, two of those are unearned as Kannapolis puts up two errors on the board in tonight's action. Arxi Hernandez with an E5 and then an error in the first inning from the catcher. Rony Hernandez comes back to bite the Ballers for a unearned run in the first and ninth innings. The third inning was the only natural run scored for the Charleston River Dogs tonight. That was an RBI single from Aiden Smith that put them on the board in the third. That was a 3-0 win now for the Charleston River Dogs. It is Drew Dowd who gets his fourth win of the season. Tanner McDougal is now 0-2 in his time here with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Harleen Rosario gets the two-winning save. So good efficient work from Charleston's pitching staff as they strike out nine ballers, only three walks, five hits allowed. No runs on the board from Drew Dowd. Dalton Fowler goes a shutout inning. And then Harleen Rosario, two innings with three punchouts on the board for the River Dogs. On the other side, McDougal, all things considered, not a bad night despite being handed the loss. Two runs, one of those earned on two hits. Five innings, six strikeouts. He struck out at least five in every game of this season with the Ballers. Again, only three appearances with Kannapolis, but still three strikeouts, still five strikeouts per appearance for McDougal. And then Jesus Mendez, two shutout innings with no hits allowed, one walk and four punchouts, and then two strikeouts for Daniel Gonzalez with no hits, one unearned run, and one free pass are it for Daniel Gonzalez. Time of the game, 2 hours and 17 minutes, over 1,600 Ballers fans here at Atrium Health Ballpark tonight for the Tuesday night showdown, $2 Tuesday. And Kannapolis is now losers of their last two as they lost the final game of the series in Columbia on Sunday. And they fall tonight 3-0 to the Charleston River Dogs. Good news, still six more games of action between these two sides and still plenty of opportunity for these two sides as Carlton Perkins gets the start for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tomorrow, 6:30 first pitch in game two of the series on Wieners and Wags Wednesday. $2 hot dogs, and you get to bring your dogs out. Bark in the park here at Atrium Health Ballpark. $2 hot dogs, and you get to bring your dogs out to the field. What better a night as Carlton Perkins gets the start, 1-2 with an 18.69 ERA. He's had a bit of a rough go of it in his time here with Kannapolis. He'll be opposite of Jose Urbina, who will make his River Dogs debut in tomorrow's outing. We will likely see Hayden Snellsire come out of the pen as a piggybacker, the 17th rounder in last year's MLB draft out of Randolph-Macon is Hayden Snellsire. We'll likely see him as a piggyback for Jose Urbina. That'll be at 6:30 tomorrow night. Be sure to grab your tickets. KCBallers.com. Call 704-932-3267 for your tickets for tomorrow or any other Kannapolis Cannonballers home game here in the regular season. We have not too many left here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We have, in fact, 12 regular season games left, and then at least one playoff game at home. So be sure to grab your tickets for that, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers will have a home playoff game on Thursday, September 12th, right here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, 704-932-3267 to get your tickets, or kcballers.com on your mobile device. That'll do it for us in Kannapolis tonight. I'm Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in on Bally Live, MILB.TV. Free audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB's official app. I'll leave you tonight, as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Final score tonight from Atrium Health Ballpark is the Charleston River Dogs 3 and the Kannapolis Cannonballers 0. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and we'll hopefully see you tomorrow here at the yard or on the broadcast. Have a great one, everyone.